As you are expanding who you are and your own powers, you will find that you come to a critical point, and it is inevitable that you will come to that point. And what that point says is, what is my part? And what is someone else's part? And what is the universe's part? Now, while we do understand that those are things you want to know, they are not truly good questions, because the answers to how you move and where you are moving are contained within yourself. Your decisions, your ability to choose something that will make life better. And the irony here is that as soon as you do that and act on it, you are calling universal support. And if you are not able to move your own energy up to the line where the universe meets you, then it is a different question that you need. And it is very often a question about love. It is, do I love myself enough to give this to me? Do I love myself enough to extend, even if it is uncomfortable or it is different? Am I willing to find what I love and then go into the world and match that love in me for what matches it in the world? And it is so easy to become intellectual, particularly when you are at a plateau or a place where your life is changing, and to turn it over to your head, which is always a really bad idea, or to someone else. And here we want to make a distinction. It is fine to receive support. We want to give each other support, and we want to draw support from the world. But it is never fine to trade your power for that support. Let us say that again. It is fine to get support from people you run into in the world or who know things that perhaps you do not know yet and you want to get information. That is all fine. But it is never fine to trade your power for that information. The beauty of the union with the universe is that the universe is the source of all power and is not interested in taking yours back. And when you remember that, and remember that the only thing that prevents us from that union is that we have not been able to put enough of our energy up to that line to meet the universe. And the question then is not about the universe, but it is about us and our ability to love ourselves and our ability to listen and to respond in kindness and to respond in generosity to ourselves, because that is the thing that will raise your energy up to meet the universe. The universe is always there, and the arms of the universe are always wide open and ready to meet you and to support you. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in the love of the universe, your source energy, and where you breathe, let that source energy go. feel a rain begin to fall, a warm rain that washes away the weak, washes away your sadness, washes away your fear. And let that all be cleared from the field outside of your body. Then open your crown and let that rain fall into your body, into your chakra centers. Let it wash your third eye clear so that your intuitive powers about yourself return to you in full force. And feel the energy wash into your throat so that you become aware of the way you speak to yourself. Feel the rain wash into your heart and wash away any energy that holds you back, any beliefs that prevent you from moving forward with your heart and the universe. Feel the rain fall into your solar plexus and wash away the emotional baggage that may have gathered there. And feel the rain fall into your second center to wash away old judgment and shame. And feel the rain fall into your root to wash away anything that would prevent you from creating. Now feel the golden light that is the universe. Open your crown so that you are connected to the power of the universe. And your own energy rises up to join with the energy of the universe. And feel those energies flowing into your body, filling your thoughts, your head, strengthening your back and your spine, washing over your shoulders to relieve burden, down through your arms and your hands to help you release anything that you should not be carrying. Feel the flow of that energy down through your trunk to heal you, down through your legs to support you, into your feet to make you wise. And feel all of that energy becoming a part of you, a living, live part of you. And know that with every breath you are open, move your attention into your heart center. And see a beautiful silver lake in your heart. And see the moon shining on the lake. And see that a silver boat from the deepest part of you, touched by the universe, is coming to shore. And you meet it on the shore. And in that boat is your gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.